You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. For more information, visit studylegalenglish.com. Hello and welcome to the Study Legal English podcast. I'm your host Louise, and today we're going to hear about a project I ran over the summer in collaboration with the Law and Administration Faculty at UMCS, the Maria Curia Słodowska University in Lublin, Poland. Our collaboration was called the Study Legal English for Development and Tolls for Professional Career project. It was organised by myself and UMCS Legal English lecturers Eva Olrowska and Malgorzata Milewska for their students. I must mention that the project is independent of tolls and not endorsed by them. So, what was this project about? So, in this project, students did a series of activities related to legal English. Firstly, they listened to one of my podcasts and answered a series of questions, and they submitted those to their teachers. And secondly, they worked either individually or in pairs to create an audio or video presentation answering questions about the TOLLS exam. I want to say a big congratulations to all of the students who participated. A big well done. It's not easy doing a presentation full stop, especially in another language. And of course, a big congratulations to the winners as well. From Eva's class, we chose in first place Veronika Majszak and Katarzyna Mitura. In second place, Monika Ojma. And in third place, Natalia Małkowska. Then from Gosia's students, we chose in first place, Paulina Działo. In second place, Jagoda Bożak. And in third place, Adrian Swiklinski. Now, we are going to listen to the audio of these presentations, which I've edited slightly to fit into the podcast, and we're going to answer some questions ourselves. And if you're a teacher of legal English, you can use this as a listening exercise with your own students and use it as a basis for a discussion about why it's important to study legal English. So firstly, we're going to listen to students from Eva's Legal English classes. The first presentation is by Veronika and Katarzyna. Listen out to answer the following questions. Question number one, has Kate heard of the TOLLS exam before? Number two, what level test did both Veronika and Kate take? And number three, what does Veronika hope to do in the UK? So now let's listen.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, Veronika.
Have you ever heard about the TOLLS exam? It's an international test of legal English skills.
Yes, I have. I have taken the exam too.
Oh, really? Me too. I've chosen the foundation level. How about you? What result did you achieve?
I scored 70 points on the same level.
Congratulations. I've got 86 points. Were you satisfied with it?
Yes, I'm very happy with the result, but I would like to prepare for the higher level exam soon.
It's a good idea. I personally think that language certificates can affect our professional future career. I would like to start a PhD in international law in the UK soon, and I think it's crucial to improve my legal English.
The exam can help us get a better job as a professional lawyer in some company. May I ask, what did you find most challenging about this exam?
Of course. For me, the most difficult task was section 2, where I had to find the mistake in each sentence, which was supposed to be an incorrect or unfitting word, and sometimes it was difficult to spot those mistakes.
I see, this one was difficult for me too.
All right, thank you for sharing your experience with me. Good luck in the future.
Same to you, bye.
Bye.
Great. Did you get the answers? Here they are. Question one, has Kate heard of the TOLLS exam before? Yes, and she's also taken the exam. Question number two, what level test did both Veronika and Kate take? They both took the foundation level. Number three, what does Veronika hope to do in the UK? Veronika hopes to study a PhD in international law. Now we'll listen to the presentation by Monika. Listen out for the answers to these questions. Number one, what level test did Monika take? Question number 2, was she satisfied with her result? Number 3, what did Monica find the most challenging?
Hi everyone, my name is Monica and today I'm going to answer a few questions about the TOLS exam. So the first question is, what kind of language exam is TOLS and what does it test? So TOLS means Test of Legal English Skills, and it was developed to test the legal English skills of those working in the legal profession who don't speak English as a first language. So the second question is, what results did you achieve in the mock exam? Were you satisfied with it? So in the beginning, I would like to say that I took a higher level of this exam. It wasn't easy for me. I had some mistakes, but I'm quite satisfied with my results. I just started learning legal English this year, so I'm looking forward to having better results in the future. So, the third question is, what did you find most challenging about this exam? So, as always, listening was the most challenging for me. This kind of task is always problematic for me, probably because I don't like solving exercises under time pressure. So, the last question is, in what ways can language certificates affect one's professional career? I'm sure language certificates give us an edge in interviews, create job opportunities, and raise our salaries.
Great. Did you get all three answers correct? Let's listen to the answers. Number 1, what level test did Monica take? She took the higher level. Number 2, was she satisfied with her result? Monica was quite satisfied. Number 3, what did Monica find the most challenging? Monica found the most challenging part, the listening. Great. Now let's listen to the third presentation from Eva's students. That is Natalia. As you're listening, answer the following questions. Number 1, which faculty does Natalia study with? Number 2, was Natalia satisfied with her result? Number 3, in what ways can a language certificate affect your professional career?
Hello and welcome to my brief presentation. I'm Natalia and I am a student at the Law and Administration Faculty at UMCS Lublin, Poland. I would like to tell you a bit about language certificates and their impacts on professional careers. Let's start with explanation. What is TOLS? This is an exam that you can take and it tests the following skills. The use of legal English in global trade. Personally, in the mock exam, I achieved medium results. I wasn't fully satisfied, but I think I can only do better next time. Section 2 was the most challenging for me, where students must come up with an idea of the right answer. It requires a lot of quick thinking. I had a lot of thinking before finishing it. Language certificates can affect a professional's career in many ways. For example, we as lawyers in the future can be more qualified and be better at jobs. This requires many forms of self-development. Thank you for your time. I hope I convince you to think about it. Have a nice day. Goodbye.
Great. Did you get the answers? Here they are. Number 1, which faculty does Natalia study with? She, of course, studies with the Law and Administration Faculty at UMCS Lublin, Poland. Number 2, was Natalia satisfied with her result? No, she wasn't fully satisfied. Number 3, in what ways can a language certificate affect your professional career? According to Natalia, it can make you better qualified and better at the job. Great. So now we're moving on to the students from Gosha's Legal English classes. First up, we have Paulina. As you listen, try to answer these questions. Number 1, what year of study is Paulina in? Number 2, how many mock exams did Paulina do? Number 3, does Paulina think that taking an exam motivates students to study?
Hello, my name is Paulina and I am in the second year of Law and Business at Maria Curie Skłodowska University in Lublin in Poland. These days, if we want to have a professional career in the legal sector, we should consider taking a test which proves our knowledge of legal English. There is only one internationally recognized legal English exam, namely the TOLS exam. It stands for Test of Legal English Skills, and it gives us an opportunity to see what our level of legal English is. The test is split into three different exams. There is an exam for beginners, for intermediate level, and for advanced users of legal English. I tried two mock exams, the foundation and higher one. I was satisfied with my result in the foundation exam because I scored over 80% and I made small mistakes so I can learn from them. When it comes to the higher exam, my final score was around 60%, so I was satisfied because it could go worse. However, I know that there are a lot of areas of legal English which I can improve. The most challenging for me was listening number one because there were a lot of questions to answer and I had a struggle to keep up with the recording. Also, I found the exercise where we have to find the missing words difficult because in the foundation exam we have the first letter of each missing word and in the higher exam we don't. So we have to be more creative and use our knowledge of law. I would like to improve my legal English and take the real TOLS exam in the future. According to me, any language certificate is beneficial. However, nowadays, a specialized language certificate is really valued. I think it is also great motivation because we have an aim and before a test we study harder than ever. Moreover, the TOLS certificate can be useful when we are looking for a job because it can help us to catch attention of recruiters and place us ahead of other candidates. Without hesitation, it is definitely worth it.
Great. So, did you get all the answers? Here they are. Number one, what year of study is Paulina in? Paulina is in the second year of study. Number two, how many mock exams did Paulina do? Paulina did two mock exams. Number three, does Paulina think that taking an exam motivates students to study? Yes, she does. Next up, we've got Yagoda. Listen out for the answers to these questions. Number one, when did Yagoda start legal English lessons? Number two, what sort of result did Yagoda achieve in the mock exam? And number three, what is Yagoda's advice at the end?
Hi, my name is Yagoda and today I want to tell you why it is worth learning legal English and answer a couple questions. To begin with, my story with it started almost 2 years ago when I came to the university and started legal English lessons. Before, I obviously was learning English and I think it was pretty good, but before, I didn't know how legal language can be so helpful in the future. I prepared the mock exam of TOLS and achieved this higher result. I was so excited about that because it made me feel so much better and I realized that I should do something with that. So I decided to analyze all my answers and I saw I made mistakes in the most basic things. It is worth saying that TOLS is a legal language exam and tests your knowledge in this regard, and I was dealing with it for only 2 years. Now I can say that it was a big challenge and I passed it. I cannot say one thing which was the most challenging because in my view all tasks was super hard. I said before, I didn't know how legal language can be helpful, so it is time to explain what I mean. Thanks to it, I can go to the international student exchange and study in my dream university. Moreover, if you pass TOLS, your future employer will give you a better paid job because of your skills. For example, working in a corporation, you will be able to deal with foreign clients and it's a really big step to success. To sum up, I just want to say never give up and work hard for your success.
Great, let's hear the answers to those questions. Number one, when did Yagoda start legal English lessons? Yagoda started 2 years ago. Number two, what sort of result did Yugoda achieve in the mock exam? She achieved a high result. Number three, what is Yugoda's advice at the end? Yugoda says to never give up and work hard for your success. Great. Lastly, we have Adrian. Listen out for the answers to the following questions. Number one, according to Adrian, what does TOLS test? Number two, what mark did Adrian achieve? Number three, what effect does getting a legal English certificate have?
Hello, my name is Adrian, and I want to talk about my presentation of the TOLS exam. So, what kind of legal exam is TOLS and what does it test? In my opinion, the TOLS exam checks student knowledge of legal language. It checks the basic and advanced knowledge of the test participant. The next one, what result did you achieve in the TOLS mock exam? My score wasn't high, but I got 58%, so I think it's good. The result I got in the basic test was satisfactory for me, considering the basic I learned at UMCS. And what did you find more interesting about this exam? The most interesting thing was listening, because many people learn by listening, because it is easier to learn. And the second thing is to write, because the more a person writes, the less mistakes he makes. I think it's good. In what ways can getting a language certificate speed up your career? I think getting a certificate means getting a better job. Many employers look to see if a given person can navigate the world of legal language, and if I can learn this language, then the job market will be open to me.
Great. So let's hear the answers to those last questions. Number one, according to Adrian, what does TOLS test? Adrian says that TOLS tests student knowledge of legal English. Number two, what mark did Adrian achieve? He achieved 58%, which was satisfactory for him. Number three, what effect does getting a legal English certificate have? According to Adrian, he thinks it can help you get a better job. Great. So that's the end of this episode. I hope you found it useful and you had a chance to test your listening comprehension. If you've got any comments about this episode, send me an email to louise@studylegalenglish.com or join me on social media. Just find me on Instagram @LegalEnglisher or, of course, on the Facebook group. Just search for Study Legal English and you'll find the Facebook group. If you or your university would like to collaborate in some way, do get in touch with me. Thanks for listening and see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Study Legal English podcast. If you really want to get ahead, why not become a member and gain access to many learning resources? Visit studylegalenglish.com/pricing.